From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Hey everybody, welcome to another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're taking a look at a new release from Rabbit Hole as a part of their Founders Collection called Race King. Now, this is a new 5-grain chocolate malt bourbon, and this is the third expression that's actually come from the Founder series that's led by their founder, of course, Kaveh Zamanian, who you heard back on episode 194. Now, the name Race King comes from, of course, the time-honored tradition in Kentucky of horse racing, and there's accents of jockey silks on the actual packaging, not on the sample bottle, but in the actual packaging, you have these like blue little silk marks and stuff like that. But this was done with a proprietary malting process that went into the chocolate wheat from Germany and the chocolate barley from the UK that are part of these.
Yeah, I like chocolate.
So here's the mash bill breakdown, though. I said chocolate, but it's actually a very, very small percentage. We'll see how it actually influences everything. So it's 70% corn, 13% rye, 10% malted rye, 4% of that chocolate malted wheat, and 3% of the chocolate malted barley. There will only be 1,365 bottles available, 109.2 proof, which I believe is cask strength, and has a retail price of $295.
All right. Well, all this chocolate talk, it makes me think of Frozen when they're like, ooh, chocolate. I don't know. If you've ever seen Frozen.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, it gets in your head. Like, we don't know. We haven't tasted it yet. I wonder if there's going to be any chocolate in here. But they really nailed home the chocolate note. So we'll see. So onto the nose. Here we go.
Chocolate. No.
Actually, I don't know if I get too much chocolate on the nose. It's more of malt. I definitely get like that malted taste to it.
Yeah, and I kind of get like some lemon, citrusy, piney kind of notes.
I'm trying to figure out like one good note to kind of put on the nose here.
To me, it's like...
There's a grain, though. I mean, there's a graininess to it. But it's not a bad green. It's not like a youth green.
No, it's like lemon citrus, like lemon citrusy. I don't know. I'm getting like out in the woods in a pine forest.
Right.
And like when you cut down a pine tree, it smells like this. Or a Christmas tree.
How many Christmas trees you cut down in your life?
Not many. I pruned some limbs in my day. But I'm getting that piney note.
All right. On to the taste here.
Getting that maltiness, like that, there's a little smoky kind of thing going, definitely, on the mint and rear palate.
But it honestly feels, it's a little bit different. Like, there's no chocolatey whatsoever for me. It is more, it's like bright and airy.
Yeah.
This
is so interesting. Because it starts off like it's hitting like caramel, vanilla, you know, some sugary notes, but then like gets to the mid palate. And this like explosion of something.
it's very bright. Like when you say vanilla in terms of bourbon, you think of like you find those like caramel vanilla. This is more like a vanilla cake.
Yeah.
Like it's definitely
it's like Madagascar vanilla.
Yeah. I mean it's definitely something.
It's like amplified.
Really different. I don't know. I mean,
and then there's maybe that's the maltiness or something. I can't pinpoint a flavor that's on the mid and back palate, but I like it. It's interesting. I'm just trying to wrap my head around it.
Instead of stumped a little bit.
I know.
Now we've gone way over our 60 seconds, but let's go ahead and rate it. On the nose, where are you at?
Sideways. I mean, it's average. I like the piney note, but I wanted something more.
Yeah. And the taste?
Thumbs up. I enjoyed it.
I'd say so. I think it was really different.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had anything like that before.
Yeah.
And the fact that we couldn't even put a flavor note on it, you're just like, well, we'll see if anybody else can come up with something. But on the finish, where you at?
Thumbs up. I like it. I mean, it's so unique. It's like something I've never had before, and I enjoy it. I think it's something that's special and unique that I think any whiskey geek would appreciate.
Yeah, and maybe we've been drinking a little bit too much barrel-proof bourbon as we're recording these, but I think the finish could have lasted a little bit longer. But again, I still think it's a very unique whiskey and something that if you have a chance to try it at a bar or just somebody that was cool enough to go get a bottle and let you try it, I think it'd be a really cool opportunity.
Yep, I agree.
All right, well, that is our review for Rabbit Hole's Founders Edition or Founders Collection called Race King. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.